Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, this Wednesday, July 2nd, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show. Local and township clerks told the House Election Integrity Committee yesterday that it's a bad idea for the Secretary of State to have a statewide centralized pre-election accuracy testing system known as Public Logic and Accuracy Test. Clerks, including Lansing's clerk Chris Swope, Ada Township clerk Joe DeMarco, and Kent County clerk Lisa Possumus-Lyons all agreed that the Secretary of State's plan to use one vendor for testing raises security concerns. Lyons explained, the clerk from Kent County, over a year ago, election officials were informed by the Secretary of State's office that the state had decided to contract with a vendor connected to one of our state universities to provide test charts for election equipment testing statewide, requiring all clerks to utilize this singular state-selected vendor to conduct their jurisdiction's election testing. Lyons went on to say it needs to be clarified as part of this contract that the streamlined sending and keeping of ballot proofs really means that they want our official ballots with the timing marks, not ballot proof. Well, this, in my opinion, represents a significant security concern, said Lyons. Well, the state contracted with Ballot IQ, a startup at the University of Michigan that focuses on election security. Its patent-pending technology aids election officials in performing pre-election testing of their voting machines and identifies potential misconfigurations, according to a U of M press release. While the clerks agreed that they support House Bill 4602, which would prohibit changes to the provisions related to the procedures for testing voting equipment, including the creation of, quote, test decks, which are a set of marked ballots with predetermined results that are then used to verify the functionality and accuracy of the voting machines before an election. Well, Chairwoman of the Michigan Election Integrity Committee, former clerk herself, and State Representative Rochelle Schmidt, Republican of Shelbyville, said her bill, 4602, would preserve the fundamental principles of the local election administration and would prevent the centralization of our election testing process. The bill also would stop the Secretary of State from prohibiting or restricting local clerks from using any lawful source for creating predetermined results, as each local clerk would maintain direct oversight over their own jurisdiction's processes. This decentralized approach has served our state well for many years. It provides flexibility, accountability, and transparency at the local level where our elections are administered. However, we now face a threat to the system. The Secretary of State has issued a sole source contractor to act as a single vendor that has indicated that by 2026, all local clerks will be required to use only this vendor and their test decking generation, end quote. Schmidt went on to say this shift raises concerns about integrity, transparency, and fiscal responsibility. As a result, her bill will preserve local autonomy. Well, Democrat State Representative Matt Colazar of Plymouth questioned whether it was a good idea not to give the Secretary of State such oversight as to which vendor is used, considering some may just not be as good at the job as others. Well, Schmidt said that the local election commissions would have that oversight, not something that should be done or left to the Secretary of State in Lansing, but dealt with at the local level. Adam Fricassi, Deputy Director of the Bureau of Elections, said the department has contracted with Ballot IQ, which would be, quote, an option, end quote, to local clerks, however, not a requirement. The second part of the project would be to develop an electronic system allowing counties to coordinate with the Secretary of State and to transmit ballot proofs to the Bureau of Elections for a more efficient review. You know, that's interesting. I'm going to stop the story right there. Why does the Bureau of Elections feel that they're entitled to approve the ballot proofs when that is technically the local clerk's responsibilities? The local clerks are the ones that carry out the elections. The local clerks, both township, city, village, and county clerks, are responsible for finding out who is on the ballot in their jurisdiction, preparing the ballots, and sending them out. I don't understand where the Secretary of State, or better yet, the Bureau of Elections, feels that they're entitled to review the ballot proofs. Just a question. Maybe something I'll send to Rochelle Schmidt, houseoversightmi.gov. Well, Aaron Shore, the legislative policy director of the Secretary of State's office, said the department wants to support local clerks. While the department doesn't have an official position on the bill, there are concerns. I think we would disagree a little bit with a couple of the ways you have characterized what the current situation, she told Schmidt. Chor said the concerns include prohibiting centralization of the ballots because, as written, if only one vendor met any new threshold established by the department, it would not be able to update those rules to meet best practices. Well, Swope said that this test-piloted program is much less understandable and requires extra testing, which could be an increased cost to local governments. DeMarco does not appear to support the one system for all process, saying each community has different infrastructure and different components. To have one entity, whether it's the Secretary of State or Bureau of Elections, to dictate that here's the way we're going to do it would never work. we have to achieve the same goal in administering our election laws, but the processes and the timelines that we create to fit each and every one of our township offices will always be different. Now, again, this is very interesting development. Why? Because the current Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, has already announced her campaign running to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. Obviously, she wants a promotion. Obviously, she feels that she's entitled to be the next governor of the state of Michigan. So are these centralization of how these ballots are approved kind of interesting, especially based on the vendor that she chose? Ballot IQ from the University of Michigan? A very liberal, progressive school. Somebody who would be very much supportive of Jocelyn Benson being the next governor of the state of Michigan. Just saying. Well, I'm for one totally against one vendor having total control over the ballot proofs in the state of Michigan. And again, I don't even understand where or how does the Bureau of Elections have the right to even approve or review the ballots. It's not their responsibility. The administration of our elections is the local clerk's total sole responsibility. Lansing, Secretary of State, does not get to tell the local clerks how to run their elections. I don't care how much power she thinks she has. It's not the way it works. And if you need to understand it, very simply, read our state constitution and then read the election laws. Secretary of State oversees the entire process of the elections based on information they get from their county clerks. County clerks get the information from the township clerks, the local clerks. What part of this does Jocelyn Benson not understand? Her being a dictator of these elections in the last few years is going to come to an end real soon. Final segment of today, we'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Impetoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Wednesday. Want to remind you, today and tomorrow is the last 2 days of the sale discount that is happening right now with Missy from My Pure Health Solutions. She's offered us Patriots 25% off of her program for weight loss. Also, she has a special going right now for a wellness scan, $199. She will scan you and tell you basically everything that's going on in your body, provide you with some stem cell patches, and recommend any supplements you may need as a result of the wellness scan. All that for basically $450 value for $199. Also, if you're a former customer and you've maybe fallen off the wagon a little bit, you put on a little bit of weight, you want to get back into fat burn, she's willing to give you 25% off of a 10-day program to get you back on track. So pick up the phone, give them a call, tell them Trucker Randy sent you. The phone number at their office only today and tomorrow, they'll be gone on Friday, Independence Day, 269-964-4044. Again, that phone number, 269-964-4044. Tell them Trucker Randy sent you. They do track their advertising dollars. They want to know that you're part of our radio family in order to get this discount. So it's kind of her 4th of July Independence Day sale that she's doing, that she wants you guys to get healthy for the summer, look better, family reunions, things that you'll be attending, perhaps weddings, graduation parties, whatever. She wants to help you feel better, look better, and take advantage of it with a lower price. So again, 269-964-4044. Want to mention, too, I've been informed that there is going to be a fundraising event for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. It's going to be held down in Maseukee County. It's going to be on July 30th, which is a Wednesday. And the main keynote speaker for the event for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee is going to be Tudor Dixon. So maybe, just maybe, we'll be finding out her decision if she's going to run for office, whether it be the governor's race or the U.S. Senate race. So again, go to 1st Congressional District's website to get all the information, the details. You can also buy tickets online, or you can call them, email them, and RSVP that way as well. I'll have the website pulled up for you in tomorrow's show, along with the flyer updated. John Allison, if you're listening, text me the new flyer with the new dates and any confirmed other speakers you guys may have, and I'll be able to forward out that flyer starting tomorrow's show. So greatly appreciate you guys. Consider going down. Again, it's going to be on Wednesday, July 30th, down in Maquoketa County. We'll get all the information for you and be able to share it with you by a text message. We're just going to do first the number one ST. If you'd like to attend this event, go and see and talk with, maybe meet Tudor Dixon. We're going to definitely try to make it to this event. And we're excited to help them promote it and to be able to raise some money for the 1st Congressional District Republican Committee. Lastly, last thing I want to offer up, make sure you get your tickets as soon as possible for the 6th Annual Antrim County Conservative Union Fun Shoot Pig Roast. I know a lot of people are holding off, saying wait until it gets a little closer. Well, guess what, folks? It's just 2 weeks from this Saturday. We're going to have to get a head count for food and get some things purchased for the event. So text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast. Going to be in Central Lake, Michigan on Saturday, July 19th from noon to 4 p.m. Bring your firearms, your ammunition. The ranges will be open. And we are focusing on the kids, 12 and under, to get them firearm trained, get them to shoot a .22 handgun, .22 long rifle, and then be put into a drawing to get a brand new Winchester long rifle, thanks to John Palmer of Palmer Farms over in Onaway, along with 500 rounds of ammunition and a cover for it. So the kids 12 and under are free. Teenagers are only $20. We're asking adults for $40. Cost of the food and other things have gone up this year, and we have to cover our expenses. So greatly appreciate that. If you text me Fun Shoot or Pig Roast, I'll send you the link to the website acconservatives.org, and you can come and party with us. It's going to be a great time. Trump Unity Bridge is going to be there. We're going to have music. We're going to have some great speakers. I reached out to Senator Jim Runstad, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. He's going to try to make it as our keynote speaker. And we also reached out to some of the governor candidates as well. So greatly appreciate that. Text me Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Again, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Hope to see you there. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a terrific, wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi.